The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Ludovic Hunter-Tilney. This week, every rose has its thorn.
Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
The record sleeve shows a pensive man with dark stubble, muscular tattooed biceps, a guitar, and a cigarette. Confusingly, this otherwise macho rocker also has lustrous blonde hair falling below his shoulders, gold jewellery, and voluptuous lips rouged with lipstick. To quote Aerosmith, "Dude looks like a lady." He is Brett Michaels, singer of the Los Angeles band Poison, pictured on the cover of the band's biggest hit, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Inspired by Michael's breakup with his then-girlfriend, the power ballad was number one in the US singles charts for 3 weeks at the end of 1988 and beginning of 1989. Not only was it Poison's moment of greatest glory, Every Rose Has Its Thorn also marked the high water point of LA's glam metal scene. Dudes who looked like ladies would never rock out with such gusto again. Glam metal was a pumped-up, Reagan-era mutation of 1970s glam rock and punk, headquartered in the fleshpots of Sunset Strip, West Hollywood. Although mocked by critics as hair metal, it was hugely popular, embraced by MTV and fueled by the decade of excess. Poison came late to it, releasing their debut album in 1986, the flagrantly titled Look What the Cat Dragged In. It did not take them long to become one of the scene's biggest names. Every Rose Has Its Thorn was written while the band were touring. Late one night, after a Dallas show, a homesick Brett Michaels rang his girlfriend, who worked as an exotic dancer in LA. Michaels was horrified to hear a male voice answer the phone. He later recalled, "Now, a female voice, that I could have lived with, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I may even have welcomed it. But another guy? It broke my heart." All that pain was poured into Every Rose Has Its Thorn. The song opens with a plaintive sigh and strummed acoustic chords. "We both lie silently still in the dead of the night," Michaels sings ponderously. But when guitarist C.C. DeVille makes a swaggering entrance with a brooding solo, the mood shifts. The drums kick in, the music swells up, and Michael's voice acquires a certain lip-smacking relish for the infidelity he is supposedly lamenting. Lyrical contraries recur. Roses have thorns, nights have dawns. A couple lie close but feel miles apart inside. To have these juxtapositions sung by a stubbled man in lipstick and makeup adds a weird gravity to them. Somewhere in the background of Michael's doggerel lies the murky memory of Shakespeare's sonnets. Sonnet number 35, to be precise. The one when the poet forgives the master mistress of my passion for a trespass against his love. "No more be grieved at that which thou hast done," he tells the androgynous youth. Roses have thorns. Infidelity, the bard tells us, is a natural state of affairs. Poison, at a distance of 480 years, all too readily agree. Every Rose Has Its Thorn has proven to be LA glam metal's most lasting memento. It's Stairway to Heaven, an association that was suggested by the 1991 film Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, when the bodacious duo Bill and Ted are confronted by St. Peter at the gates of heaven, asking, "What is the meaning of life?" They respond by reciting lines from Every Rose Has Its Thorn. That was the start of the song's fruitful afterlife. It is a film and television soundtrack staple from Glee to The Simpsons, and has been slaughtered by millions of karaoke caterwaulers. It has been belted out by contestants on American Idol, and was reinterpreted by Miley Cyrus as a glitzy pop number in 2009. The Shameless Michaels, who went on to star in a reality television show called Rock of Love, in which women competed to be his girlfriend, remakes the song at regular intervals. He has released a kids' version sung by his young daughters.
Was it something I said or something I did?
Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say
And Michaels has also made a seniors version of the song with country veteran Loretta Lynn.
Every rose has its, yeah, it does.
I listen to a favorite song playing on the radio.
Hear the DJ say love's a game of easy come and easy go.
The shape shifting is apt. Poison's A Mighty Power Ballad marks the last popular flourish of transvestism in rock. It's a tradition that stretches back from the New York Dolls to David Bowie and Mick Jagger. Since LA glam metal was consigned to history by its scruffy Pacific Coast nemesis, grunge, male rockers have adopted a duller mode of dress. The days of stubble and lip gloss are over. Every Rose Has Its Thorn is a breakup song in more ways than one.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.